Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 workflow lesson on building a Hoover Stab pitch playbook for jungle and old school DNB vibes. In this one, we're taking a classic rave sound and turning it into something that actually performs like part of a track, not just a random stab loop sitting on top of the drums. The big idea is simple: start in session view, experiment with pitch movement and clip variation, and then record that energy into arrangement view so it becomes a proper musical section. Now, the Hoover Stab is one of those sounds that instantly says old-school energy. It's wide, it's aggressive, it's a bit unstable, and that's exactly why it works so well in jungle and drum and bass. It can act like a hook, a transition hit, a tension builder, or even a kind of harmonic glue between the breakbeat and the bass line. The goal here is not just to press a note and call it done. We want movement, attitude, and a little bit of controlled chaos. Let's build the sound first. You can do this with Waveatable or with a sampled stab in Simpler. If you want a fast and flexible route, go with Waveatable. Load it onto a MIDI track and start with two saw-type oscillators, slightly detuned from each other. Add some unison voices for width, but don't go overboard. You want thick and urgent, not blurry and washy. Set your amp envelope so the attack is basically instant. The decay is fairly short to medium. The sustain is low, and the release is just enough to avoid clicks. A good starting point is a fast attack, decay somewhere in the few hundred millisecond range, low sustain, and a short release. Then bring in a low pass filter, cut a bit of the top if needed, and add just enough resonance to give the stab some bite. If you're using Simpler with a sample, load in a classic Hoover or Rave stab sample, switch it to one shot or classic mode, and use transpose to move it into the right range. Lower transposition gives you darker pressure, while pushing it up gives you more of that classic rave tension. Either way, keep the sound controlled with filtering so it doesn't take over the whole mix. A really solid starting chain for this kind of sound is the synth or sampler, then saturator for grit, then auto filter for movement, then EQ8 to clean up the low end and harshness, then maybe light compression if the stab is too spiky. Reverb and echo are better on return tracks most of the time, because that keeps the core sound punchy and lets you add space only when you want it. Here's a very important production rule for this lesson. The Hoover should live mostly in the mid-range and upper mids. It should not be stealing low-end space from the kick and sub. So use EQ8 and high-pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz if needed. That alone can make the mix feel way cleaner. Now we move into session view, and this is where the fun starts. Think of session view as your pitch test lab. We're going to create a few MIDI clips on the same track, each one giving us a different stab personality. Make four clips to start with: one root stab, one higher stab, one lower or darker stab, and one octave or fifth variation. The exact pitches depend on your track, but if you're in a minor key, try notes like the root, minor third, fourth, fifth, minor seventh, and octave. Those intervals tend to sit right in that dark, ravey zone. And here's a teacher-style tip that matters a lot. Don't rely only on transposing the clip as a whole. The actual note placement inside the MIDI clip matters just as much. A Hoover stab can feel completely different if it lands right on beat 1, if it answers on the offbeat, or if it comes in as a pickup before the bar turns over. In jungle and old-school DNB, that rhythmic push and pull is huge. So, program a few simple phrases. Maybe one clip has a stab on beat 1 and another on beat 2.5. Maybe one clip has a short pickup into beat 4. Maybe one clip has a slightly longer held note that feels more like a statement. Keep the phrases simple enough that the pitch changes can speak clearly. Now let's make it musical. A Hoover stab becomes exciting when it behaves like a question and answer. One phrase hits low and dark, then the next one replies higher or brighter. That contrast is what creates movement. You can think in patterns like root to fifth, root to octave, or root to a slightly off-center pitch like plus 3 semitones, then back home again. Those little shifts create that classic something's happening feeling. For example, try a root stab in bar 1, a higher response in bar 2, a return to root in bar 3, and then an octave stab in bar 4. That gives you uplift without losing the edge. Or go darker, start slightly higher, settle into the root, then drop down a semitone or two for tension before returning home. That kind of descent can feel really ominous before a drop. Now, in session view, duplicate your clips and rename them clearly. Something like root, plus 3, minus 2, octave. That sounds basic, but it makes live triggering and arrangement a lot easier. When you're moving quickly, clear naming helps you think like a performer instead of a file manager. Next comes one of the secret weapons in Ableton: clip envelopes. Inside each MIDI clip, Use the envelope lane to automate things like filter cutoff, volume, or even device macros. This is where a repetitive stab starts to feel alive. For example, you might keep the first hit darker and more closed, then open the filter a little on the second hit, and maybe throw a bit more echo on the last stab of the phrase. That creates a sense of progression, without needing to change the notes every time. This is a really classic jungle move. Tension first, then bloom later. Don't make everything full brightness from the start. Let the sound unfold. If you're using a four-bar phrase, maybe the first two bars stay restrained, and the last two bars open up a little more. It's simple, but it works. Now we start treating session view like a live arrangement sketch. Create scenes that represent different parts of the track. One scene might be a filtered root stab, another might be a root plus octave, another might be your higher response, another might be a darker down pitch stab, and one might be a filler transition stab. Launch those scenes in a rough order and listen to how the energy changes. This stage is important, because it lets you hear what actually works in context before you commit to arrangement view. Ask yourself things like, does the pitch change support the breakbeat or fight it? Is the root stab too static? Is the high stab clashing with the bass? Does the low stab create tension or just sound wrong? That kind of critical listening saves you a lot of guesswork later. When you find a combination that feels right, record it. Arm Global Record, launch your scenes or clips in session view, and perform the changes like you're playing the track live. You can trigger them manually, or let your clips do some of the work, then stop recording and jump into arrangement view. This is where the lesson really clicks, because now your session view idea becomes a real section with momentum. You're not just arranging loops, you're arranging performance energy. In arrangement view, shape your Hoover like a real DNB phrase. For a simple 16-bar section, you might start with a filtered root stab in bars 1 through 4, then move into call and response in bars 5 through 8, then open things up in bars 9 through 12 with higher octave movement, and finally build tension in bars 13 through 16 with shorter stabs, more dramatic pitch jumps, and a little bit of space before the drop. That space is important. In old-school inspired material, a half bar of silence can hit harder than another note. If you mute the Hoover for a moment before bringing it back, the next hit lands with way more impact. Negative space is a musical tool, not an absence of ideas. Now let's talk about the devices that help this sound really sit in the mix. Utility is great for stereo control. If the Hoover is too wide, pull the width back a little so the mix stays focused. EQ8 is where you clean up the bottom and any harshness. Saturator adds that gritty hardware feel that works so well for old school energy. Auto filter is one of the easiest ways to make pitch movement feel more dramatic, because opening the filter at the same time as a pitch rise makes the whole phrase feel bigger. Echo and reverb are best used sparingly, with send automation on key hits rather than drowning the whole part in ambience. And drum bus can add punch and crunch if you use it gently. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, too much low end in the stab. That's the quickest way to get a muddy mix. High pass it. Second, too many pitch changes. If every bar is different, nothing feels special. Pick a small set of core pitch positions and repeat them with intention. Third, too much stereo width. A huge Hoover can sound exciting in solo but messy once the drums and bass are in. Keep it wide enough to feel big, but not so wide that it loses focus. Fourth, too much reverb. Fast breaks and washed out stabs can turn into a blur very quickly. Keep reverb on sends and use it like a moment, not a blanket. Fifth, ignoring the bass line. Always check your stab pitches against the bass root movement. If they clash, the whole track can feel out of tune even if the sound design is good. Now for a few pro tips. Use minor key intervals for a darker vibe. Root, minor third, fifth, minor seventh, octave displacement. Those shakes naturally feel tense and work beautifully in jungle and dark rollers. Pair pitch movement with filter movement. A pitch rise feels much stronger if the filter opens at the same time. A lower pitch can feel darker if the cutoff stays more closed. Automate delay throws only on the ends of phrases. If every stab gets a big delay, the mix gets messy. But one delay hit before a breakdown or drop read entry, that can be magic. And if you really want character, resample the best stab performance into audio. That gives you more control, faster editing, and that old school commitment to printed sound. You can chop it, reverse it, warp it, and turn it into new rhythmic material. Here's a great mini exercise to lock this in. Build a 16-bar jungle stab phrase using one Hoover sound, four pitch variants, one filter automation move, and one delay throw. Make a root clip, a +3 clip, a -2 clip, and an octave up clip. Keep each clip simple, With only one or two hits, automate the filter so it stays more closed in the first half and opens more in the second half. Add a delay throw to the final stab at the end of bar 16. Then record the performance into arrangement view and listen back. When you listen, ask, which pitch feels strongest? Which one clashes with the bass? Which bar needs more space? And does this actually sound like jungle or just like a loop? That last question is the real one. So to wrap it up, the big takeaway is this. A great Hoover stab in DNB is not just a static chord hit. It's a pitch-performing instrument when you control pitch movement, rhythm placement, filter motion, and arrangement energy. The sound starts behaving like part of the track's personality.